Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you. Lord,
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation. We are so glad, you and lady, that you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic. Before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Gracious Father, we come this morning in the most humblest way that we know how, dear Heavenly Father. We come giving you praise and giving you the glory. It's not about us, but it's all about you. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for what you're going to do with this broadcast today. We thank you for each listener that will tune in or come in on the archives later, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We adore you. We magnify you, and we show enough glorify you. And as we go forth, dear Heavenly Father, speak. Let the Holy Ghost speak through me. Move me out of the way, dear Heavenly Father, and let the Holy Ghost come in and do this topic today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. First of all, our topic today is, how do we learn to accept those who are different from us? I'm going to say that again. How do we learn to accept those who are different from us? You know, without acceptance of a person, and to an even deeper intimacy that is unique. The essence of our relationship is accepted. Without acceptance, we are abandoned to rejection and loneliness. With acceptance, we can live joyfully together with a clever scope of friendship, love, bonding, family ties. We accept into our life not only persons, but from person act of kindness from them or expression from them. But the Bible also calls us to accept those the world deems unacceptable. First of all, we have the poor. How many people do not accept that you're a poor? Someone except the homeless. They don't know why or how you became homeless. Handicapped. Everybody wasn't born handicapped. Could have been a wreck, anything. But you are handicapped. They point fingers and don't want to have anything to do with you. The elderly. The elderly really get it. They hadn't realized when God let you get to be 60, 70, 80, 90, and 100 years old. That's on God doing. Not Bobo Sam Sausage Head, not Robert Earl, not Betty Sue, but the Lord. And prisoners, the prisoners really get it hard. Once you've been a prisoner, offender, they look down upon you. They hadn't realized somebody in their family had been in prison, incarcerated. And don't talk about those that's addicted or addict to either drugs or alcohol or to pills. So today we are talking about how do we learn to accept those who are different from us. Well, I'm going to the scripture. In Matthew's the 9th chapter, starting at the 11th and the 12th verse, this is what the word of God say. Not me, this is what the word of God say. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick is the one needs a physician. So here he letting them know, why can't I eat with the publicans and the sinners? I made them too. I don't think I'm too good to sit down with the homeless. I know I'm not too good to sit down with a prisoner, inmate, or offender. I'm not too good to be able to help an addict. I'm not too good to get to find out what can I do to help the homeless and how they became homeless. I'm not too good to be able to talk to the poor because we all came here poor. We didn't come here with a spoon in our mouth. So when you think about that and you want to look down upon somebody today, think about it. It may be one day you come up into that situation. Would you want somebody to mistreat you? Do you want somebody to act nasty with you? You know, when you think about that, Why does you eat with such scum? Here they're calling the people scum. They asked his disciple, Jesus accepted others may require us to look at people from a different perspective. You don't know where those people have been. You don't know what have happened in those people's lives that have caused them to end up in the shape they are. So don't be so quick to point a finger at somebody. You don't know what day you may have to step in the same shoes that they're in right now. So be careful on how you point fingers and those who are different from you. You know, the welcome mat is out and the door is open. The guest walks across the threshold into your home or into your life. You don't know who's going to come through your threshold today or who may walk in your life today or tomorrow or this afternoon. That person is accepted into your presence because he is acceptable. A loved one is acceptable because she or he is family. A stranger may be accepted through the acceptance of a mutual friend. You don't know them, but you're accepting them on what the friend or someone told you about them. Remember, to accept another person on the surface is simply to follow that person to invade our privacy or our space. You know, friendship is accepted on a deeper level where a person becomes a significant other. You have to be careful. You have to show yourself friendly to get a friend. If you're going to walk around with your nose tucked up in the air, your head turning lopsided, you looking at people like they got poops on them, you better be careful. Because that same person may have to help you tomorrow that you look down on today. That don't mean their situation might be unchanged, but they may be able to help you with something that you can't even help or do for yourself. So you got to be so careful how you look at people. Don't point the finger at people and you don't know what road they've been on or what road they just come off of. You know, we think about marriage. Marriage is an accepting of a person unto an even deeper intimacy that is unique. The essence of a relationship is acceptance. You know, without acceptance, we are abandoned to rejection and loneliness. How many people you feel want to take their lives because they feel lonely? They're abandoned, they're rejected, everybody's pointing fingers at them, or they that they know are looking down upon them. Think about it. If you're not that person today, you have met somebody like that, that have mistreated you, don't even know your name, but they say they don't like you for GP. They don't know where you live, where you come from, don't know number. I just don't like her. I just don't like him. Why? What did they do to you? You don't even know their name. So how you don't like them? You need to get to know them. Strike up a conversation. Get to know a person. You know, with acceptance, we can live joyfully together. A friendship, love, bonding, and family ties. We accept into our life not only persons, but gifts from persons, act of kindness. You know, people that you say you don't like, here they come with a beautiful gift. You'll take the gift from, but you don't like them. Well, how are you going to take the gift if you don't like the giver? Think about it. You got to love and like the giver to be accepted. And that's what we are talking about today, being accepted. You're not in the clique. So because you're not in the clique, they don't want to have nothing to do with you. They don't want to tell you the information that will help you because you're not in their clique. That ain't the way God wants us to live and act. You know, you have to look at some of them expression. Some people can give you a look that you wish you had rolled up under a rock, or did you just come from out of a rock? Because people can look at you so nasty, talk to you so cruel, throw daggers at you, so they have not accepted you. They don't even really know you. So how can you say, I don't love that person, I don't like that person, who you looking at every day, But you say you love Jesus and you accept in Jesus Christ a man or a spirit that you don't even know nothing about. Just like you hear people talk about the Holy Spirit, about Jesus, about Lord, Yahweh, Yahshua, whatever name you call our Lord and Savior Jesus. When you think about it, you look and think, wait a minute, what is really going on? Why am I feeling like that against that person? They have never said anything to me. They have never did anything to me. So why I can't accept that person? No, they may live in an apartment. No, they don't live in a condo. No, they don't live in a two-story or three-story house. But that don't mean you can condemn them. They where God afforded them to live. Just because you can do more than them, don't look down on them. Because you don't know how quick and how soon you may continue on living in the condition you're living in. You may find yourself worse off than them. But then you're going to come up and want them to accept you. But they're going to remember a time that you never accepted them. We're talking about today. How do we learn to accept those who are different from us? And some of my tag words you will hear me using today is handicapped, elder, prisoners, offenders, addicts. They're different from you. Just because you are not an addict don't mean you're no different than that addict. You have some other things going on with you that they don't even see right now or know about. So you can't point a finger at nobody. You know, the Bible also calls us to accept those that the world deems unacceptable. So when you see somebody elderly, you deem unacceptable of that person. And that very person might be the runner running to a burning house to save you. But you didn't accept them for who they were and what they had. You got to see the difference. A handicap may need help cross the street or in the grocery store. They can't reach certain things. Don't look down on them because they're in a wheelchair or they're on a walker and you walking around with both of your hands, both of your legs, both of your ears, your mouth, your feet. They may not even have any feet. They might have, got hurt in an accident. Could have been born like that. But are you going to mistreat them? No. That ain't what God says. So when you look at people in a different light than y'all have been looking at them. Stop pointing fingers. Stop criticizing people. But look at them for who they are. You don't know what day, morning, noon, or night, that same person will be able to get you out of jail. That same person may tell you where you can get you a car or may be able to get you an apartment or a house. That same person that you don't accept, that you pointing fingers at. God don't want pointing fingers at nobody. So that's what we're talking about today, accepting. Are you really being accepted for who you are, or are you putting on a facade? Are you doing everything grand to make you look good, but you're no good? My. Ooh, Shita. How do we learn to accept those who are different from us? You know, when I went to the Word, I had another one. What if a person have committed a terrible sin? Do we still accept them? We're going to go over here to the Word and see what the Word said in Romans, the 8th chapter and the 38th verse. And the Word of God says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come." And verse 39 say, "No height, no depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." He is telling you, by being persuaded, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, a baby to separate you from the love of God. You know, that's awesome. That's just magnificent. You know, nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. You, nothing we do comes separate from God's love. In the same way, we should always love others. That's right. We should love others. This does not mean we accept or condone their sinful action, but we love and accept others as a unique, special creation of God. My. I hope you're getting these chapters down and these verses as I'm reading, telling you from the Word of God. How do we learn to accept those who are different from us? Just because they got a big head don't mean they don't have nothing in it. Because they got a small feet don't mean they can't travel the territory. We're talking about those who are different from all of us. You have to learn how to listen to what the Lord is saying. That way, you'll know how to accept those that's different from you. No, you've been fine for the last 20 or 30 years. You've been making it on your own. But it may come a point in time that you have to stay with somebody. Or somebody may have to stay with you. Or somebody have to watch you 24/7. And your faculties are not going to be gone completely. You're going to come and say, you know, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be today? If it had not been people that have crossed my path, that helped me with my son and my daughter before she passed, if it had not been people sent angels to me when I needed a place to stay, if it nobody but God, that's what I can tell you. You have to accept the person where they are. Don't try to change them. Don't try to go around the mulberry bush. Just do what God say do, and you will be fine. My next point is, are there times we should not be accepted? I'm going to go over to 2 Chronicles and see what they're saying in that verse on 2 Chronicles, 34th chapter, okay, let's turn back, hallelujah, starting at the 3rd and 7th verse in the 34th chapter. I'm going to read them in case you don't have your Bible with you. Joash was 80 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years, meaning 31 years. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of David, his father, and declined neither to the right nor to the left. And here we'll go on to verse 3. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after God of David, his father. And in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the graves and the carven image and the molten image. And verse 4 says, and they baked down the altar of Balaam in his presence, and the magazine, the image that was on high above them, he cut down, and the grove, and the carving image, and molten image, he baked in pieces, and made dust of them, and strode them upon the grave of them that had sacrificed unto them. He said, burn the bones of the priests upon that altar, and release Judah and Jerusalem. Now we are coming down to when we are talking about we should not be
accepted. You know, when you think about it, I mean, we saw to the altar for the image of Balaam and that insecurity. Altar burst, torn down. We must, here you go, we must not occupy or tolerate sin in our lives. Sin is an enemy seeking to destroy us. Hear the word letting you know. The enemy is seeking you each and every day of your life while you're sleeping. That's why you have to cover your home, your room, with the blood of Jesus. Because the enemy is right there to see when you're going to open up a portal or a door for him to walk right in and take havoc over your situation. You know, we must not accept all tolerate sin in our own life. Sin is our enemy. Sin. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, in our enemy seek to destroy if we are willing to offer any specific sin to dwell in our hearts unattended, it will begin to spread like a malignant tumor, nothing, all we think and do. That means we have to stay connected to God to be accepted by God. And we have to stay connected to the word of God. So when things come up and besiege us, we can call on the name of Jesus. We can call him like we're calling them up today. Yes, yes, yes. I'm just thinking about and reading, how do we learn? You know, if we are willing to allow and specify sin to dwell in our hearts unattended, it will begin to speak like a malignant tumor affecting all we think and do. We have to be so careful, everyone. And computer land, radio land, whatever way you're getting this broadcast piped into your homes today, you have to learn to accept the person where they are or who they are. If it's things God changing, let God do the changing in them. But don't look at them differently. Don't treat them differently. It's a lot of things out in the world today that will cause confusion, that will cause havoc. And we don't want that. We want to have peace in the valley, as the song says. We want to do what thus saith the Lord. We want to remember about the handicapped, the elderly, offenders, the acceptance, and the difference. We need to know about all that before we start pointing fingers at anybody. Stand up in the mirror. When you get off this broadcast, if you didn't do it for the day, and look at yourself and see what a difference a day makes in your life. See, find the flaws in you before you go to pointing to find flaws in somebody else. See if I'm living right. Am I talking right? Am I doing right? Am I following the word of God? Or am I just looking at people, everybody I see, I'm looking at them different. Just because their shoes was turned down or turned up, if you got a pair that you can give it to them. But don't look down on them. If they need some food, give them some food. If they're eating with their hands and you have some eating utensils, give it to them. Show them how to eat. With a lot of people eat with tongs and with those sticks and stuff. Everybody don't know how to pick up their food with that. That's a person that's different in their culture. But that don't mean you have to look down on them, on their chopsticks or whatever. I'm just pointing out some things to you today on how to learn to accept those who are different than you. And only God can work on you to do that. You got to go to God and say, God, change me. Give me a clean heart. And a renewed mind to be able to do the right things to help somebody, Don't let me point fingers at them. Let me accept them. No, they can't read as well as I read. No, they may not write like I write. No, they may not drive like I drive. But let me accept them. You created them. I didn't, God. You made them that way for a purpose. Who am I to point fingers at them? Why am I doing things contrary to the word of God? You don't want me doing that. So then, you know, when you just think about that. You know, over, I don't know if I finished reading it, but I'll go back to 2 Chronicles chapter 34 when it say, or there are times we should not be accepted. And the word of God said in verse 3 through 7, and let me finish reading it. For in the 80th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David, his father. In the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the grove and the carved image and the molten image. And they broke down the altar of Balaam in his presence, and the image that were on high above them, he cut down, and the grove and the carved image and the molten image he breaking in pieces, and made dust of them, and strode it upon the grave of them that had sacrificed unto them. Verse 5 say, and he burnt the bones of the priests upon their altar, and cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. Verse 6 say, and so did he in the city of Manasseh, and Ephraim, and Simeon, even unto Natalia, with their matlock round about. And verse 7 said, and when he had broken down the altar and the grove and had beaten the grave image into powder and cut down all the idols throughout all the land of Israel, he returned to Jerusalem. Here the temple was being repaired, going to be rebuilt. Manasseh, death. You know, when you think about it, you go back to the Bible. You read everything that we are going through right now. People that have leprosy, they point fingers at them. They did this here. Just because somebody has something inside their jaw they was born with, a disfigurement. That person was different, but God made that person different for a reason. It might have been from birth. It might have been from an accident. So who are we to not accept people for who they are? Some people want to be put on a pedestal day and night. But we have to accept. We have so many handicapped people, and it's not handicapped with just being in a wheelchair or on a walker. Handicapped could mean your sight is not good as it used to be. Your gait and your leg may not be as good as it used to be. Your arms and hands may not work like they did 20 years ago. The elderly, they're glad to be the age they are. Just because they can't get up and make their own breakfast, why are you pointing fingers at them? Why don't you accept them? It could be your mother, could be your grandmother, could be someone that you know. But God wants you to treat them with respect. He don't want you mistreating them just because they talk different than you or they look different than you. That's not no reason to do that. People that's incarcerated, don't talk about somebody else's family member pointing fingers at them when you got Bobo Sam Sausage Head and Willie Earl and Mary Lou in prison. Or down in jail. Think about it. Today we're talking about how do we learn to accept those who are different from us. I see people every day, but I don't badge them. I don't talk about them. There's something about me somebody probably don't like. But that's the way God made me. It's something, you know, I'm going to say, oh, girl, you know, a guy, you know, praise the Lord. We're going to give God the glory. Because one may be in the spirit, and you sitting there like a buck on the law. One may run around the church. One may run around the building. One may laugh. One may cry. That's no different than you sitting there with your lips rolled up. Don't look at people because they don't look like you. Don't talk about them because they don't speak like you. When you think about acceptance, the welcome mat, God put his welcome mat out and opened the door for all of them. He didn't shun none of us. We have to love one another, accept one another for who we are or who they are. You know, accepting corrupt from corruptible people will certainly cause us to become corrupt. Don't you know? I'm going to go over to 1 Samuel and tell you what it's saying from the scripture. 1 Samuel, number 8. We're going to read that and see what the word of God is saying. 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter and the 3rd verse. And it says, and his son walk not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre and took bribes and perverted judgment. Here, you see, in the book it's talking about Samuel, judge of Israel. You know, but they was not like their fathers. No, God had them like he wanted them. Or they were greedy for money. Everybody's not greedy for money. Some people are today. They accept bribery and perverted justice. Y'all see the justice system right now. We feel and we already know everything is not right. And all we can do is go to God. Not point fingers at that particular person, but God, tell us why that happened. And you know, accepting sinful practice either by participating in them or winking at them prevent us from reaching our God-given patience and potential. You got to remember, I have to reach the goal God has for me. I can't sit here and take 10 years talking about Mary Lou and the things God done told me to do. I'm not doing them because I'm over here trying to figure out why you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. And my work over here is going undone. That's what the word is saying. By participating in them or winking at them, preventing them from reaching our God-given potential. See, why you worrying about they different from you, they're going to meet their goal. While you over here criticizing, pointing fingers and doing stuff you shouldn't be doing. You got, if that person can accept the way he is or she is, you can accept it too. They the ones got to live with it like that all their life, just like with you. It's something that you may not like about yourself or you would like to be different, but you don't want nobody pointing fingers at you. You don't want nobody talking about you. You want to be able to be accepted. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You want to be accepted. So today, our broadcast has been, how do we learn to accept those who are different from us? And my tag words I used throughout the program today was handicapped. They're different from you. Don't look down on them. The elderly, because they're suffering from anxiety, suffering from Alzheimer's, whatever may be, don't look down on them. Don't you know one day you might be in that same predicament? Those behind prison walls, those in jail, It's got people have never entered a jail and never entered a prison, but it's a prisoner in their own home. They got people that's an addict. All addicts don't have to be drugs. Addict could be food. You're addicted to food. You're addicted to clothing. You're addicted. You can be an addict on painkillers. Food. It's so many things that you can be an addict on. Some people just like to travel. Some people just like to stay in the road. Don't never want to stay at home and do nothing at home. But it's up to God to change that person. It's up to God to come in and do what he do. He already know about that person because he created them. So next time you see somebody, learn to accept those who are different from you. Don't criticize them. Don't talk about them. Don't run them up and down with a neighbor or a friend. You're going to meet people in this world from a different culture, a different background, different nationality. But you got to learn to accept them. If God made them and created them, surely we can go along with what God did. We can love them. We can help them whatever way we can. It might be something that they're going to God to ask to change about them. But it's not for us to look at them funny. So today I want you, as I come to a close of my broadcast today, think about welcome people. Put out the welcome mat for them. And they'll tell you, oh, you know, nobody ever did that for me. Nobody ever treated me like you treat. They always look down. They always point fingers. But you can show I'm better than that. I'm no better than you. I got love in my heart. I don't have malice. I don't have gossip. I don't have backbiting. I don't have hatred. I have forgiveness because we all have been through something in life. We all come out not looking like a red rose or a yellow rose or a peach rose. But we still human. We still love the Lord. So when you think about that today, when you look around and see other people pointing fingers because that person is different from them, take them to the scripture. Tell them what Jesus would do. Don't lean on your own understanding, but go to God. He will revelate everything to you. So as I get ready to close the broadcast this day, I hope you got something out of this broadcast today that you learned that's unique. The essence of a relationship is acceptance. And without acceptance, we are abandoned to rejection and loneliness. With exception, we can live joyfully together with friendship, with love, with bonding and family ties. You know, we accept into our lives not only persons, but people from different walks. We can show them kindness. So today, as I close the program with a prayer, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for every person that tuned into the broadcast today. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for being God all by yourself. We ask you for this broadcast to go around the world where others will learn how to accept someone that's different than them. We all are different in the eyesight of God because to other ones, because God made us. He made us in his image and his likeness. So, God, we thank you for this broadcast today. We give you glory and we give you praise. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Until next week, you all be blessed. Have a wonderful day. I love each and every one of you. And thank you for coming on. Thank you for listening. And until next Wednesday, if God say the same, bye-bye.